Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. Address is all the same. And that address is www.mvpinsure.us. That's www.mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, unfortunately, there was a drowning yesterday in Lake Makatawa, which isn't too far from our agency here. Apparently, around 2:30 p.m. Near Collin Park, which is where I used to live. I used to live like two blocks from Collin Park. There were some children tubing behind a pontoon boat when they fell off. They were wearing life jackets, but they were starting to drift away because of strong currents. A woman and a 63-year-old man who were on the pontoon went into the water to help. The man started to struggle, went under the water, and didn't come back up. The woman and the children got out of the water, but the wind and everything just made it very difficult for even her to get out of the water. Last night, around 8 o'clock, they did recover his body. So I wanted to, take some time, with that, and share with you guys some, safety tips, when going to the beach. It's a sad situation and it's something that we need to pay attention to. And it's very, very important, not only to keep you safe, but also to keep your loved ones safe. Now, again, beach season is in full swing with many people heading out to their local swimming spot to cool off on these hot summer days. According to a study done by the Centers for Disease Control, and I got a link to the article, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to the blog. You have to be listening later on. In the upper right of the blog, type in Beach Safety Tips 2023. It'll bring you to the post associated with this podcast with links to the articles that I'm going to be referencing today. And I've got a link to the study done by Centers for Disease Control. And according to that study, drowning is the leading cause of death for children ages 1 to 4. And the second leading cause of death for children ages 5 to 14. On average, there are 11 drowning deaths and 22 non-fatal drownings per day. So that's very, very sobering. And again, thinking of that gentleman last night trying to save those kids and ending up himself drowning. It's a tragic, tragic situation. Now, it's important to keep you and your young ones safe when visiting the beach or other open body of water. I found an article from Seaspiration with tips to keep you safe when enjoying the water. And again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on, in the upper right, type in Beach Safety Tips 2023 in the search archive, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. I'm only going to share a few of the tips. They've got many tips on the article from Seaspiration. And Seaspiration actually has a lot of different articles. to help keep you and your loved ones safe at the beach and doing other activities this summer. So be sure to check that out. Now, the first one I want to share with you is know your swimming limit. Swimming in a pool is very different than swimming in an open body of water like a lake or ocean, where conditions can change almost instantly. Make sure you and your loved ones know how to swim competently and safely. If you're unsure of your swimming skills, the article recommends swimming in water waist deep and using a life jacket. I can't even imagine what would happen to those kids if they weren't wearing life jackets when they came off that float on the pontoon. I mean, a pontoon boat doesn't go very fast, but when you're dragging a tube behind and, you know, your kids are wearing, you know, I mean, kids will fall off. And if they're not competent swimmers and weren't wearing life jackets, I'm sure the tragedy would have been much greater. So, you know, swimming in a pool, there's hardly any waves, you know, and usually it's pretty calm, you know. You don't have to worry about a rip current or, you know, huge waves or anything like that happening. By and large, there's a fairly decent shallow area for you to have fun in. Deep ends, you know, usually isn't more than, what, 10, 12, 13 feet deep, whatever. You know, deep enough for a diving board. But, you know, by and large, the conditions in a swimming pool are much calmer than on the open water. And so you need to make sure that, you know, if you're a competent swimmer, that you can handle it. Again, swimming in a swimming pool is a lot different than swimming in the ocean. There's a lot more hazards out there, a lot more things to keep an eye on. Again, if you're unsure of your swimming skills, you should be swimming in waist-deep water and using a life jacket. So very, very important. The next tip that I want to share with you is feet first. Always enter the water feet first, as you don't know what the bottom may hold. There may be hard rocks or other debris just under the surface of the sandy bottom, which can cause severe head, neck, and back injuries. Never jump from cliffs or piers either, because you may not know the depth of the water or be able to jump clear of any obstacles. Now, this brings to mind a situation that I had happen about 10 years ago. Had a client who was a swim coach at a local junior high. I think it was a junior high school. They had an outing at the beach as like a team building event or something like that. And a bunch of the girls decided that they were going to jump off the pier. Well, the assistant coach didn't say anything. You know, was just there as a chaperone kind of deal. And one of the girls jumped. One of the girls jumped off and ended up hitting the side of the pier with her foot. And ended up having to call the ambulance to come and get her. She ended up with a fractured leg. She ended up trying to sue the assistant coach for, not reprimanding the girls for jumping off the pier. But the odd thing was, you know, she was suing for pain and suffering and, you know, being unable to swim, but yet she was in a summer swim league. So she was on some swim team during the summer and was competing, which completely blew her lawsuit out of the water. You know, the assistant coach got off because, you know, I mean, it's not things happened and the lawsuit ended up being dismissed against the assistant swim coach. He was being sued for not preventing them from jumping off the pier. And if he had. They were claiming that if he had prevented them from jumping off the pier, that she wouldn't have jumped off and broken her foot or ankle or something, and therefore wouldn't be dealing with the pain that she's dealing with. However, she was swimming in, like I said, a summer league, so they had video and photos of her swimming competitively without any issues with her broken foot or ankle or whatnot. So the lawsuit got dismissed. So, but again, feet first, always into the water, feet first. And if at all possible, I would recommend getting, if you're going to be in a body of water, I recommend getting like just getting some water shoes, water socks. You know, especially if you're on the ocean. I know that when we lived in Florida, we had to watch out for jellyfish that would end up on the shore. Can sting the heck out of your feet and ankles if you happen to get in contact with one. And a lot of times they're almost invisible. You know, they're very clear jelly-like things that you if you're not looking for them, you could accidentally step on them. So if you're going to be in an open body of water, it's probably best to wear swim socks or aqua socks or aqua shoes, you know, whatever they are. So that way you're not stepping on, you know, you could be stepping on a broken bottle, you know, sharp rock, sharp shells, things like that. So consider getting those as well to help protect your feet. Next tip I want to share with you is swim in designated areas only. Most open bodies of water have buoys or signs posted indicating the safer areas to swim. Many also employ lifeguards to help keep swimmers safe. And sometimes if there are lifeguards, they will also have flags set up showing the safe areas to swim. So, you know, they'll have, you know, one flag on one side and another flag, you know, further down, 30, 40, 50 feet down from the, you know, on the shore. And that's just an indicator of, hey, this is where the lifeguard is going to be. This is the safe area to be. This is what the area of water that the lifeguard is going to be looking over. So definitely swim in designated areas. Again, most open bodies of water, like, you know, if you go to the beach here, Ottawa Beach, they do have buoys letting you know how far out to go as far as the safe areas. So make sure you just swim in those designated areas only. Rip current safety is the next one. Lake Michigan is notorious for having a strong rip current on a lot of its shoreline. If you're caught in a rip current, remember these things. Don't fight the current. Follow it until it is weak enough for you to swim to shore. If you cannot escape it, float or tread water and call for help. A lot of times people try to swim against that rip current and they get so tired out and they end up drowning because they don't have the strength or the energy to keep swimming. Rip currents can go for a long way, so you may end up several hundred yards down the shoreline. But it's a lot better to just let it go, let it take you, and again, until it's weak enough where you can break through and swim to shore. If you got to walk back, you got to walk back. Again, if you're unable to swim, you know, if you're unable to break it, if you're like swimming and just you can't follow it as far as you can, just float, tread water, and wave your arms and call for help. And someone, hopefully lifeguard, somebody will see you and be able to come out and assist you. So make sure that you don't fight against that rip current. Last tip I want to share with you is watch the flags. Beaches employ a flag system to let beachgoers know the condition of the water. Green means there are no beach hazards present. So, you know, there's no waves, there's no algae bloom, there's no, you know, nothing that would impede you from enjoying a swim in the water. Yellow means there are some hazard conditions present, such as a rip current or maybe bigger waves than usual. So you might want to take some caution. If you're not a confident swimmer, you may just want to just put your toes in the water. You may not want to go, you know, full out into the water to go swimming. Red means that there is a high hazard present and to swim at your own risk. So that means that, you know, really strong rip current, you know, big waves, you know, there are wind conditions. I mean, there's a lot of things that could be in play. And they're just warning you, hey, you know, swim at your own risk. We don't recommend that if you're not a confident swimmer, you shouldn't be in the water. Now, if red means a high hazard is present, then double red flags means the water is closed to the public due to severe hazard conditions that make the water dangerous to swim in. Double red flags, it could be an algae bloom again. It could be like severe waves. There could be a lot of conditions that would make it impossible for someone to swim in the water. So make sure you watch those flags. Usually the flags are as you enter the beach from the parking lot, usually is where they have the flags flying, and there should be a sign there, you know, with a legend to tell you what each of the flags mean. You can also check online to your local beach. You know, your county should have information as far as the beach conditions. Maybe even follow the beach on social media. They often do post pictures and information as far as what to expect when you do visit their beach. So you might want to, your favorite beach, you may want to follow that on social media to get your information that way. But again, watch the flags. Now be sure to check out the full article from Seaspiration with more tips on being safe at the beach. And again, check out their other articles to help keep you and your loved ones safe this summer. Again, go to our website at mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through, and if you're listening later on, just go into the upper right search archive bar and type in Beach Safety Tips 2023, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today, which includes the study from the Centers of Disease Control and then also the article from Seaspiration. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you once again for tuning in each week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful week, a safe week, and if you go to the beach, have fun, but be safe. Take care.